Let's look for the gun, said Vera. The judge agreed, but added, We need to stay together. They searched the house very carefully, but with no result. The gun was still missing. Five people. Five frightened people. Each person was frightened of the other four. They were five enemies who all wanted to live. We can't sit here doing nothing, Armstrong said. Why don't we light a fire? In this weather, said Bloor. The rain was still heavy, and the wind was strong. Without discussing it, they had a plan. When one person left the sitting room, the other four stayed there together. Lunch was eaten standing around the kitchen table. And all of them were thinking, Who is it? Which one? At 5 o'clock, Vera made tea while the others watched. Back in the sitting room, it was already getting dark. They tried to switch on the lights, but there was no electricity. The storm. Lombard left the room alone and came back with a box of candles. He lit five and placed them around the room. Vera's head was aching, so at 6:20, she decided to go upstairs. She left the room with a candle, shutting the sitting room door behind her. As she opened her door to her bedroom, she suddenly stopped. The sea. The smell of the sea at St. Tridenic. This is the same smell. Can I swim out to the island, Miss Claythorne? If this child dies, Hugo will be rich. Hugo. Was Hugo waiting for her in the room? Her candle went out and it was dark. She was afraid. Don't be stupid, she said to herself. The others are all downstairs. There's nobody here. But there was somebody in the room. And that smell.